I'm Bethany Time, a student at USF Tampa, and this is University Beat. With sea level rises, global warming, and more, the Earth has been affected a lot by climate change in the last few decades. NASA reports that Antarctica lost about 119 billion tons of ice between 1993 and 2016, and this rate continues to progress. Michelle Guittard, a PhD student at the University of South Florida College of Marine Science, is going to see these changes firsthand on a two-month expedition to Antarctica. She's focused her research on reconstructing the history of the Antarctic, and in March, with the International Ocean Discovery Program, she'll be taking her work on the water to the Scotia Sea. She'll be looking at sediment cores for changes in ice sheet discharge over the last 14 million years, and what the past can help us expect to see in the future. Michelle, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me about what you'll be doing on the expedition.
So we are a group of scientists from all over the world going down to the Scotia Sea to study and investigate how the Antarctic ice sheet has changed over the last 14 million years.
What is the main goal of this project?
The main goal is to better understand how the Antarctic ice sheet has evolved during time periods when we see either rapid change or a lot of change in a short period of time. But the goal of our cruise is to collect sediment cores to be able to do a variety of analyses.
So you're lowering a drill pipe miles to the ocean floor and bringing up sections of sediment almost like a cookie cutter. What will you be doing once these cores are collected?
There are several different cruises that go out before to try and collect as much information about the site as possible. And then we, as an expedition, go out and collect the cores. We will bring them on deck. We'll split them. Site reports are written for each site that we'll go to. And afterwards, those cores are shipped off to a core repository.
Is there anything you're expecting to find?
I can only kind of guess what the cores will tell us. There may be a surprise, or there may be some, you know, discovery that we make that nobody can foresee, which is kind of the beauty of science. What I expect we'll see is coeval changes, so changes at the same time. And then what it says for the future in kind of looking at these cores and understanding what Antarctica did in the past, it will hopefully give us some indication of what we can model in the future.
How has your previous work prepared you for this expedition?
So I am a fourth-year PhD student. Before that, I got my master's. In that time, I have been on two separate cruises, studied in other countries, written more pages of proposals than I care to think about. So all of those experiences prepared me for the type of work that I'll do.
Tell me about what you've already learned about this subject through your other work and previous cruises that you've been on.
I've learned that Antarctica is this amazing, dynamic place. You can't just look at this sheet of ice and think that it's just sitting there, right? There's a really dynamic topography underneath. There's entire mountain ranges. You spend so much time learning about one subject, and it seems like your whole entire world, but you're really just adding a very small bit of new knowledge to kind of like the global understanding of the world, and specifically of Antarctica. It's just an amazing collaborative opportunity, and I feel very lucky to be a part of it.
Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
For photos of Michelle's previous expeditions and a link to her March trip, go to WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Bethany Time.